Thousands of Obama supporters were on the streets of the Denver suburb of Golden, Colorado recently when the president came to visit.
It is great to be back in Colorado.
Mr. Obama won here 4 years ago, and many of his supporters remain enthusiastic. Those who identify with the party here are evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. So independent voters like Sherry Toms are the key to victory, and she still likes the president.
To switch everything and do a 360 with the Republican Party might not be the best choice right now.
I'm here.
The Republican nominee, Mitt Romney, was not here this day, but his son, Josh Romney, met with supporters not far from the Obama event. While young voters helped elect Obama in 2008, some, like Alex Insko, now favor Romney.
I haven't seen any change, and I was hoping that I'd get the change, but I still haven't gotten it yet.
Around 80% of Colorado's population is now located in cities and suburbs, in a state once characterized by sparsely populated areas such as the Rocky Mountains. Demographic change has turned Colorado from reliably Republican to a so-called battleground.
Many of the people who have moved to Colorado from other states in recent years were drawn by its scenic beauty. But to live here, they also need jobs.
Colorado's unemployment rate is slightly higher than the national average, and economic anxiety could sway many independent voters. University of Colorado at Boulder political scientist Kenneth Bickers.
If the issues get framed in terms of economic conditions, and that's how they're feeling about things, the loss of value in their homes, the difficulty of setting aside money to send their kids to college, or just filling up their gas tanks with fuel, they're more likely to go with the out party, with the Republicans.
But Bickers says Colorado's women voters could side with Obama if the race turns to social issues like abortion, which Republicans oppose. Tara Spiegel is one such voter.
If you listen to Romney speak and you listen to Obama speak, Obama is clearly he's for the women and he's for our rights.
The 98,000 women who are unemployed in
still
Colorado.
In many suburban areas of Denver, women like Marla Wainman are prominent Romney supporters.
Women with children will have a perspective, especially about the economy and the effect that our deficit has on the security of the nation.
In the weeks ahead, Colorado's citizens will see more of both candidates, as well as a constant barrage of television ads aimed at independent voters who have yet to make up their minds. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Denver, Colorado.